Alvaro de Luna here, or is it Hannibal again, or does King Francis at Madrid once more of destiny complain? Since heaven it hath not pleased on thee deep erudition to bestow, or black Latino's gift of tongues, no Latin let thy pages show. Ape not philosophy or wit, lest one who cannot comprehend make a wry face at thee and ask, why offer flowers to me, my friend? Be not a meddler, no affair of thine the life thy neighbors lead. Be prudent, oft the random jest recoils upon the jester's head. Thy constant labor let it be to earn thyself an honest name, for fooleries preserved in print are perpetuity of shame. A further counsel bear in mind, if that thy roof be made of glass, it shows small wit to pick up stones to pelt the people as they pass. Win the attention of the wise, and give the thinker food for thought. Whoso indites frivolities will but by simpletons be sought. Amadis of Gaul to Don Quixote of La Mancha. Sonnet. Thou that didst imitate that life of mine, when I in lonely sadness on the great rock Peña Pobre sat disconsolate, in self-imposed penance there to pine, thou whose sole beverage was the bitter brine of thine own tears, and who with outen plate of silver copper tin in lowly state off the bare earth and on earth's fruits didst dine, live thou of thine eternal glory sure. So long as on the round of the fourth sphere the bright Apollo shall his coursers steer, in thy renown thou shalt remain secure, thy country's name in story shall endure, and thy sage author stand without a peer. Don Belianis of Greece to Don Quixote of La Mancha. Sonnet. In slashing, hewing, cleaving, word and deed, I was the foremost knight of chivalry, stout, bold, expert, as e'er the world did see, thousands from the oppressor's wrong I freed. Great were my feats, eternal fame their meed, in love I proved my truth and loyalty. The hugest giant was a dwarf for me, ever to knighthood's laws gave I good heed. My mastery the fickle goddess owned, and even chance, submitting to control, grasped by the forelock yielded to my will. Yet, though above yon horned moon enthroned, my fortune seems to sit, great Quixote, still envy of thy achievements fills my soul. The Lady of Oriana to Dulcinea del Toboso. Sonnet. O fairest Dulcinea, could it be, it were a pleasant fancy to suppose so, could Miraflores change to El Toboso, and London's town to that which shelters thee. O could mine but acquire that livery of countless charms thy mind and body show so, or him, now famous grown, thou madest him grow so, thy knight in some dread combat could I see. O could I be released from Amadis by exercise of such coy chastity as led thee, gentle Quixote, to dismiss, then would my heavy sorrow turn to joy, none would I envy, all would envy me, and happiness be mine without alloy. Gandalin, squire of Amadis of Gaul, to Sancho Panza, squire of Don Quixote. Sonnet. All hail, illustrious man, fortune when she bound thee apprentice to the esquire trade, her care and tenderness of thee displayed, shaping thy course from misadventure free. No longer now doth proud knight-errantry regard with scorn the sickle and the spade. Of towering arrogance less count is made than of plain esquire-like simplicity. I envy thee thy dapple and thy name, and those alforjas thou wast wont to stuff with comforts that thy providence proclaim. Excellent Sancho, hail to thee again! To thee alone the Ovid of our Spain does homage with the rustic kiss and cuff. From El Donoso, the motley poet, on Sancho Panza and Rocinante. On Sancho. I am the esquire Sancho Pan, who served Don Quixote of La Man, but from his service I retreat, resolved to pass my life discreet. For Villadiego, called the Sea, maintained that only in Reti was found the secret of well-be, according to the Celesti, a book divine except for sin,